From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's shelling of Syria expected to continue. Turkey says its bombardment of Kurdish fighters in northern Syria will continue despite calls for a halt from the United States and France. The U.S.-backed Kurds, whom the Turks believe are seeking to form an autonomous state, continue battling Islamist fighters. They're now reportedly in parts of Azaz, just 6 kilometers from the Turkish border. President Obama Sunday spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, urging Moscow to play a constructive role in the crisis by ceasing its air campaign against moderate opposition forces. Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced a plan for a cessation of hostilities within a week. At a Munich security conference, U.S. Senator John McCain said Mr. Putin is not interested in being part of international efforts to end the war in Syria.
He wants to shore up the Assad regime. He wants to reestablish Russia as a major power in the Middle East. He wants to use Syria as a live fire exercise for Russia's modernizing military. He wants to turn Latakia province into a military outpost from which to harden and enforce a Russian sphere of influence. And he wants to exacerbate the refugee crisis and use it as a weapon to divide the transatlantic alliance and undermine the European project.
A top Syrian opposition leader told the same conference no ceasefire is possible until Russian strikes end. Libya's new presidential council is offering a revised roster of names for a unity government as part of a UN-mediated plan to end nearly 5 years of chaos. The list of 18 names sent to the internationally recognized Libyan parliament in the east for its approval, it rejected an earlier proposal. This is VOA News. The body of the late Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, is being transported back to Virginia from Texas, where the 79-year-old jurist is said to have died of natural causes at a resort ranch. Scalia is being praised for his defense of the original meaning of the nation's nearly 230-year-old Constitution. Randy Barnett is a law professor at Georgetown University.
He will go down in history as the foremost proponent of originalism as a method of constitutional interpretation, meaning the position that the meaning of the Constitution should remain the same until it's properly changed by amendment.
The political battle over his replacement is heating up. President Obama, in his last year in office, has promised to name a nominee. Many Republicans who control the Senate, where nominees are confirmed, say a new president should decide when that president is sworn in next year. Pope Francis held an open-air Mass Sunday for some 300,000 Catholic faithful in Ecatepec. The pontiff, in his message, spoke against drug trade and associated violence, the central theme of his 5-day visit.
Una tierra que no tenga que llorar.
The Pope appealed for a land where men and women, young people and children don't have to cry, who are not destroyed by the hands of the traffickers of death. Saturday, the Pope called on Mexican leaders to provide true justice and security in the country after years of endemic drug violence, official corruption, and poverty. Monday, he travels to Chiapas, Mexico's poorest state, where he'll preside over a mass conducted in 3 indigenous languages. Ballots are being counted from Sunday's presidential runoff election in Central African Republic, as that country seeks to end nearly 3 years of sectarian violence sparked by a coup by a Muslim-led rebel alliance. 2 former prime ministers are vying for the top job, the winner expected to face the daunting task of restoring peace and reuniting the nation. Bangui capital city resident Nali Dadzi said lots of people came out to cast ballots. Everyone, she says, wants peace. Anicet Georges Dologuele won the first round December 30th, taking about 24% of the vote. He faces Faustin Archange Touadera, who took nearly 20% of that first round. The violence in the former French colony between Muslim rebels and Christian militia has killed thousands, with some 500,000 fleeing the country. President Obama Monday hosts Southeast Asian leaders, as well as the ASEAN Secretary General, for a special summit in California. Notably absent, officials from Vietnam and Myanmar. The officials gathered are expected to discuss regional security matters as well as the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. The U.S. State Department has called for the release of 3 Iranian opposition members held under house arrest without charge since 2011. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.